Lockheed Martin says flight service performance is improving. This AvWeb Audio special from AOPA Expo in Hartford, Connecticut is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Anyone who's gotten a telephone pre-flight briefing during the past year knows that Lockheed Martin has had its troubles in delivering this important service to pilots. At AOPA Expo this week, AvWeb's Paul Bertarelli asked Lockheed Martin's Dan Corain about what the company has done to improve its service. Here's his report.
We're on the floor here at AOPA Expo in Hartford. We're speaking with Dan Corain, who's Vice President of Aviation Services for Lockheed Martin. Dan's going to tell us a little bit about what improvements Lockheed Martin has made in the AFSS contract, and then we'll have some questions for him on complaints we've heard both from AOPA members and from AvWeb members. Dan, if you could just summarize for us what Lockheed Martin has done recently to improve response times and service for AFSS.
Sure, Paul. I appreciate the time to talk to your audience. It's been an exciting summer for us as as the pilot community knows, we ran over some rough bumps in the summer as we were going through a major consolidation. We started in February with introducing a brand new system, consolidating and closing 43 sites into what will soon be 18 permanent sites in the system, moving over 300 employees across the country, and retraining over 1,000 people on the new technology. And with that, and the with the advent of the peak summer traffic, we did have problems, which your audience is well aware of. Now that we've completed consolidation, people are all trained in the new system, we've noticed significant improvement in the call wait times. We track the call times now. Every single call gets tracked individually and summed in a common database, and we're now averaging less than 30 seconds per call in terms of wait time. The other major issue was the lack of area knowledge, and that was a problem we discovered early on, and it turned out with our new technology, we were able to route calls immediately if they were not answered immediately. And we soon determined that that was not the right thing to do. So we've adjusted the call system now so that calls coming into the system wait 30 or 2 minutes before they are changed to a briefer outside the immediate area. So if you call and ask for weather information in, say, the Connecticut area, your call will wait for somebody who's qualified to brief Connecticut, local Connecticut weather for 2 minutes. If they're still too busy or no briefers are available then, it will go to the adjacent area and wait an additional 2 minutes. And only after 4 minutes will it go open to the entire country to get a briefer.
And how the system knows where the call is coming from?
Yes. When the call comes in, the voice response system asks for what state they're departing from, and that the call will then get routed to a specialist qualified and certified to brief that area.
What kind of training do the specialists have in terms of local knowledge?
Well, first of all, the specialists that were coming out of the area that they were already had been in for years are already certified in that area. Now, we've expanded each of the local areas. We're now down to 15 flight plan areas versus 58. So, for example, a Bridgeport flight specialist went through a series of a 6-week course where they got intense training on the entire New England area, not just the Bridgeport area. But as everybody knows, usually in a geographic area like New England, the weather is fairly similar. So each specialist across the country is certified to brief in their particular flight plan area. And they can get additional certification in an adjacent flight plan area, so they would have a total of 2 certifications. Now, everybody also has to realize that everybody is qualified and certified under the National Weather Service to brief weather anywhere in the United States. So it's not that you don't get a qualified briefer. It's just that now we are better than 85% of the time. Callers are routed to somebody that's not only certified to brief weather, but is certified in the local area.
More of our conversation with Lockmart's Dan Corain in just a moment. Today's special coverage from AOPA Expo is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the 6th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset.
How about airspace considerations such as the Washington 8 is, the Washington Freeze, and here near Hartford, flying in the Hudson Corridor? Do the briefers in that region know about it, and do the briefers nationally know about it? And an example would be, say I'm flying from Cleveland into Washington, and I have a question for the Cleveland briefer on the 8, is will he know about that?
Chances are, if you're initiating your flight in Cleveland, the Cleveland briefers will be familiar with the ATIS, but may not have the intimate knowledge that somebody is certified or qualified to brief ATIS or flight file ATIS flight plans. What we did is we recognized again after we started operations that there are certain things in the country that require very special knowledge, like flying in the ATIS freeze. So we've introduced a 1-800 number just exclusively for ATIS freeze people.
What is that number?
I don't have that. Okay. I could probably get it. Wouldn't get it for you.
Okay.
But the so the pilots that call or plan to file flight plans in the ATIS freeze area will call a 1-800 number, and that call stays in that area. It does not get rerouted anywhere in the country. So if somebody from either the Washington, D.C. hub or Raleigh, who is also certified to brief ATIS freeze, those calls will hold in that area. Now, we also discovered a similar problem down in the Gulf of Mexico where pilots, helicopter pilots, fly out to the Gulf platforms, the oil platforms. They were getting special service from DeRidder, Louisiana. So when that site closed, we created a Gulf helicopter phone number for them to call to the Fort Worth hub. And they, again, only go to Fort Worth, and they're certified to brief the Gulf flight planning and Gulf weather operations for the helicopters. We just recently introduced another special number for lifeguard flights. So as we see something unique that is required to have a separate and unique number to force calls to very special people, the system allows us to segregate the system and do that.
Our friends at AOPA told us there's also an issue with abandoned calls that are on long wait time and don't get recorded as in the wait line,
right.
So we don't have statistics on those. What are you doing about those?
We think those are fixed. We did realize that we went back to our vendor that provides us the automatic call distribution system, and there was some software problems in the interface between their system and our system that the specialists used. We've made several software mods in that area, and to best of my knowledge, within the last couple of weeks, those problems have significantly decreased, and now we're talking maybe one or two a week, and we still are going to track those and find out why they're being dropped. But if there are significant drop calls, I'm not aware of them right now. We think that problem's solved.
Last question. If a pilot has a complaint, runs into a problem, is there a number or a contact he can call and get some satisfaction on the complaint?
Yes. The FAA has a number that's dedicated to complaints. And again, I don't have it off the top of my head. I'll have to get you that. They can also go to our website, afss.com. And they can click on feedback and either give us a compliment or a complaint. And any complaints we received, we were committed to get back to the pilots either in a phone call or an email within 14 days of the call.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for talking with us, Dan.
Oh, my pleasure, Paul.
Lockheed Martin's Dan Corain. You've been listening to one of several extra audio features we're releasing this week from AOPA Expo in Hartford, Connecticut. Be sure and watch AFWeb.com for the latest audio, print, and video coverage. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@AFWeb.com. This report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Check it out at bose.com/headset. I'm Mike Blakeney for the AFWeb Audio News Team. Thanks for listening.